and, no, excuse me, 50, Highway 50.
Mm-hmm.
And, something amazing. White Plains Road is in the county. Can't think of those roads.
Okay. Then you mentioned the railroad track. Is that on the level with the street?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a place where the car has to stop and wait for the train?
Crossing.
Okay. Suppose it's in a bigger city and the car goes under the tracks.
Viaduct.
All right. Suppose the car goes over the tracks.
Overpass.
All right. Would you ever say underpass instead of viaduct?
Yeah.
What?
Underpass.
Okay, they mean the same?
Mm-hmm.
All right. If you're parking next, well, you're parking alongside the curb and there are cars in front and in back, that's what kind of parking?
Parallel parking.
All right. And if you're parking in a shopping center and you pull in alongside the cars, that's what kind?
Vertical parking.
Okay. And what is the little thing that firemen screw their hose into to get water out of on the street? That you can't park next to. It's a fire.
Hydrant.
Okay. A building, a multi-level building, I doubt that you have them in Lynette for parking.
Parking garage.
All right. Do you have a name
parking
for...
Parking deck.
Same thing?
Mm-hmm.
General name for large office building?
Skyscraper. High-rise.
Okay, does high-rise...
No, it doesn't. High-rise describes apartments, living, high-rise.
Not offices?
Not offices.
All right. How about a little passageway between buildings?
Alley.
Is it big enough for a car?
Sometimes.
But still an alley?
Yeah.
A place where buildings have been torn down and nothing has been built?
Vacant lots.
All right. A place where you get a drink of water in a public building?
Water fountain.
Okay. A car with just two seats, very small car? Maybe.
Sports car.
All right. Do you know the term coupe?
Yeah, but I never knew what it meant.
Okay, good enough. How about one where the top goes down?
Convertible.
Okay. How about the kind of outside seat that they had in very old cars?
Rumble seat.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a car with just two doors?
Two-door sedan.
All right, and what about one with four doors?
Four-door.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a slang name, really, for a very large and pretentious kind of car? Not brand names, but... just general ones.
Nothing I can think of.
If you saw a really huge, gaudy Cadillac, might you call it anything else? It was shocking pink and... no. Would you ever say gas hog or anything like that?
Yeah.
What?
Gas hog.
How about pimp mobile? Did you ever...
I've heard that, and that's what I was trying to think of, but I couldn't think of pimp mobile.
Okay. How about the big family type car with the hatch?
Station wagon.
Mm-hmm. Then small delivery truck with a closed load bed, that's a...
van.
And how about one with an open load bed?
Open bed.
Anything else you might call it?
Flat bed.
Would you say pickup?
Yeah.
What?
Pickup truck.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then... what is the...
a flatbed and a pickup are not the same.
Mm, what's the difference?
A flatbed doesn't have bodies
mm-hmm.
on the back of it. It's
mm-hmm.
just a...
Yeah, okay, I can picture it now. Then the big thing that you might take to the airport?
Limousine.
Uh-huh. And public transportation?
Bus.
Right. And on the car where the instruments are, that whole big thing is the...
dash. Dashboard.
And the little thing over in the right where you might put maps?
Map pocket.
Okay.